The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. With us in studio is Ned Flynn. Ned is with Arion, of course, and he's a regular guest to the Business News Hour. Always talking about stuff going on with business, particularly one of the things that we hear of all the time, and I heard it just this weekend, as a matter of fact, when I was talking with my friends, the Ridgeways, that own Bike World, how small business owners just don't seem to have enough time every single day. Ned, welcome back. Good to have you here, man.
Thanks, Michael. It's good to be back.
You're looking relaxed now.
That's not what you said 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, I know, but you were looking a little hairy just 2 minutes ago, but now things are cool. So let's talk about that a little bit. You know, the thing that we hear from so many business people is they just don't have time to do stuff. You know, they know how to make self-weasel winding torque inducers, but man, doing all this other stuff kind of weighs them down.
Yeah, I understand, because think about, in even just the last 10 years, all of these quote-unquote productivity tools mm-hmm. that have been introduced. So our cell phones and the ability to, get our email on any device and, work from anywhere, and all of these things that were supposed to create more time in our lives, and it seems like we work harder and harder.
Sure, yeah, and we all do. You know, I suspect that your phone is sitting next to your nightstand at home.
Yes.
Yeah, I know how it is, you know. And the first, you know, every morning at 5 o'clock, I go, boom, okay, what happened overnight? You know, what's going on? Yeah, I know. We're information junkies, you know. We got to have all that stuff. And then when you have businesses, you know, that rely on customers and input and all of those things, it can get pretty daunting. So what kind of answers have you got?
I do think software is the key. And of course, you know, my area of specialty is HR. Right. And so, when we were talking about, you know, what's relevant, what are people, you know, can talk about a lot. And we said, okay, well, it's how do we, we're always pressed for time. So how do we get more time in our day?
Sure.
And, you know, as it relates to HR, just like almost any other kind of practice in our life, software is the solution, but it's not a Band-Aid. We can't just take it out of the box and put it on there. And so the analogy I'd use is, do you remember when you went from the Franklin planner to your Outlook calendar?
Sure.
And that process took probably several months as you kind of started basically understand the software, but then you also had to change. Well, you had to understand the way you set meetings, and then you had to change it to adopt to the software.
Right.
Right? And really every software works very similarly.
Well, you think about that when we think about QuickBooks or anything that has to do with business. You take it out of the box, but then you have to customize it to what you're doing.
Right. QuickBooks has debits and credits, journal entries, and accounts.
All right there.
But it's not until you get your chart of accounts and your journal entries into QuickBooks that it has the power that it's designed to have in your business. And so over the last 20 years, but more so in the last 5 years, we've seen HR software mm-hmm. I say come downstream. So 20 years ago, it was PeopleSoft and Oracle had its own. Now Oracle owns PeopleSoft, but SAP. And they really targeted the 5, 10, 20,000 employee businesses.
Sure.
And they were so expensive that the 20, 40, 50, 100 employee businesses couldn't afford them. And these software applications have improved substantially, but they have also become not just affordable, but doable in the smaller employer.
So you can now afford to buy the software that will assist you with your HR functions. But again, you got to put the data in and let it know how you do business, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, if you bought, 15 or 20 years ago, if you bought PeopleSoft, you'd pay whatever for PeopleSoft or SAP or any of those other ones, mm-hmm. Ultimate Software. But then you'd spend as much, if not maybe as much as 2 times more customizing the software to match your business rules and processes.
Wow.
And then there's an ongoing maintenance of that system because your rules change and everything changes. And so in that way, what we see in the market is that there are small employers that have purchased it, but they're not getting the time savings. They're not getting the return on the investment from the software due to either setup or just time to figure it out.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting you should say that because at our advertising agency, we have software for that as well. And it's all time-based. So we bill by the hour for certain things that we do, or some things are just straight on. But it took us a while to get – I mean, it's great once it works, but getting it onboarded to make it work for us took some time.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think there's three areas that are real critical with software. You know, the first is understanding how – let's just say – how do we hire somebody, or how do we do pay increases, mm-hmm. or performance evaluations or benefits renewals? Understanding that, and then getting the system to follow your process like that, right? And then the second one is you have business rules. So your business rules might be, a lot of times they're security rules. So, you know, you can see everyone in the company, but, you know, Tyler, you only want to see the people that he works with on a regular basis. That's just an example of a rule that you'd have to, you know, set your process around. You know, and the third one is with software. Oh, shoot, I just forgot it. So we got business rules, processes, I'll figure that one out in a minute. Okay. But so anyway, getting your software set up correctly so that
it matches what you're doing.
Right. The third one is data flow.
Okay.
So you see it. So you just talked about your advertising software. Mm-hmm. Well, you bill there, but then you've got to get it to your QuickBooks and your general ledger. Yeah. So, you know, if you don't integrate those two, some interface, then you have to move the information manually. And sometimes that takes longer and leads to errors.
Okay.
So those are the three things. So rules, processes, and data flow.
So let's say there's a company out there with 50, 100 employees, and they'd like to, you know, go to some kind of a software system that makes all of this work. So you're saying that all that is available for a price, but the downside is getting it to work.
Yeah, I mean, we're fairly large, but so when we purchased our HRIS system, we had, man, sometimes as many as 20 consultants that all they did was program, test, educate. And so most 150, 200 employee businesses don't have those resources available to do that.
So what's the answer?
So there's a lot of different answers, but I know in our case, because we come from an HR expertise, we're able to take a business's, you know, rules and processes, and we understand them pretty quickly, and then we can translate that into how the software needs to work. And a lot of times, it's not everything doesn't just work, right? I mean, sometimes it's okay. Well, that the way you do things today, you can't just do it the same way, mm-hmm. but you can get the same result, and this is how you do it. And then there's training and education and communication. You know, we've got a team of both software folks and HR people that help, you know, translate that along the way.
So walk me through this, Ned. Ned Flynn, ladies and gentlemen, from Arion. So walk me through this. So if I'm a company and I come to Arion, for example, and I say, all right, we would like to automate our systems, you know, our HR, our onboarding, and all of these things that got our rules and communication opportunities for our employees, and maybe I've got 150 employees or 100 employees. So what happens then? So I say that to you. Do you say, hey, we got it handled, or what? How does that work?
Yeah, the process starts with a scope. So what are all the processes that you want to automate? So, you know, the hiring process, well, that's an applicant tracking system. Time and attendance, well, that's, you know, that's a time clock system. And then there's onboarding. Enrollment, benefits administration, performance evaluations. It's an alphabet soup. It's ATS,
really
HRIS, HCM, LMS, you know, so all of these alphabet soup kind of solutions. And then so we identify which solutions work. And then we start to gather information. We just walk through a process of how do you do these things today. and then there's some key decisions that need to be made, and then get that set up in the system, test, review, educate, communicate, and then there's that ongoing thing, because there's constantly updates and your business is constantly changing.
So when this is going on, Ned, is Arion doing the oversight of this? Or
yes.
So you're doing the oversight?
In our example, yeah, we would do the oversight.
So I, as that business owner with 100 or 150 employees, whatever, that I don't have to worry about that then. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I mean, yes, pretty much. I mean, what I like when I work with consultants like this, I like to say, okay, this is how I want it to do. And then they start asking me a bunch of questions. And that's kind of the way we work. So, okay, this is the end result. We start asking a lot of questions. Well, then we go and we look at the way things are really being done. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. And then we compare it against the rules and regulations and make sure you're not creating.
Sure. And I suspect there's not a cookie cutter approach to everybody.
Never. Every business is unique.
Really? And so you've got people on the ground at Arion that do this.
But it's like your business. I mean, everybody's unique, but they have common needs. And so, you know, there's a process for getting where you need to go. But the end result, and kind of getting back to this, is the end result is, you know, first and foremost, I tell you, we always worry about liability. And with software and HR, you get consistency of practice throughout your entire organization.
Sure.
So as you automate these practices, and then, of course, we make sure that they're compliant, then we know when you onboard somebody, it happens the same way every time. And
because if there is disparate treatment, you've got a liability issue.
Right. Now, sometimes I think the liability comes as much from doing things inconsistently as maybe doing things that are not maybe 100% correct. So being able to just consistently manage your HR practices, you reduce your liability, but you also get a lot of efficiencies out of your organization. And the other thing with HR processes is HR is a people business, but there are significant aspects of it that are not people facing. And so what it allows you to do then, kind of maybe our second topic, is engage with the employees more. So now you're attracting and retaining top talent because you're not spending as much time doing these transactional HR processes that just take time that don't allow you to engage with folks.
You know, that's one of the things we talked about a couple of months ago, interestingly enough. We talked about how can your HR department actually be a resource, you know, rather than a cost point. And so we talked about how streamlining those things or how getting those systems in place can really benefit the whole HR department in the company so that it's not sucking time and talent and money out the door.
Yeah, I mean, there's the amount of regulation, the amount of paperwork that is required in HR. If there's not some consistency or automation in that process, then you will spend all of your time behind closed doors. And I think the real return on your investment from your HR is just engaging with your team, and you know more and more with. You know, these generations that we've talked about and what they expect from their company, you know, this kind of being, day-to-day engaged, I think, is what's going to get your return on your investment from your HR. And I think the way you get there is to use software to automate your processes.
Interesting stuff. You know, for those businesses that are still pushing a pen around and looking through file cabinets for whatever their HR functions are, that does suck a lot of time. And I think the inconsistency thing is very important. You know, one of the things that we've always talked about with HR people, HR tends to be risk averse. You know, don't do anything that's going to cause risk or an issue within the corporation or the company. And it would seem as though if I'm not really an expert at all those things and I'm running a company, it might be better to have somebody that is.
Software can be very technical and very costly, and so my recommendation to any business owner that's trying to automate is, you know, make sure that, you know, you evaluate not just the software, but how that software is going to be, implemented.
Let me ask you a question about that then. If somebody's not a client of Arion, or they've got a question about this in software, do they call you guys and say, hey, what do you recommend, or how does that work?
you know, we're going to be focused on our solution. And, you know, sure, there's other people that do what we do. Of course, we do it better, right? Just kidding. But, you know, we'd like to think that we do a good job in that area. But there's other folks that we do, that do what we do. And the internet is, you know, a good source for information about it. But we've got folks that are going to kind of help you understand how we do it, what some other options are. I mean, that's kind of our approach to things.
It's kind of what you do, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So having a phone call and saying, hey, you know, we're thinking about automating our procedures. What do you guys think?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it could be a positive conversation for both parties.
Yeah. You know, our one of the things that we try to do with any of our software is, we want to have a kind of a single sign on if we can, so that, you know, you don't have to remember 10 passwords, because that happens with software too, right? And then integration flow. So we've got a number of different modules, and we want to make sure that you don't have to log into one, get it, download, and then go into another. So integration's pretty key for us.
Simplicity.
And simplicity,
yeah,
right?
Makes all sorts of sense. Ned Flynn, ladies and gentlemen, from Mara, thanks for doing this. This is a topic, as a matter of fact, we were just talking about this with Forrest and some of his team yesterday over at Bike World, about how the onboarding process and retention of employees and all those things do take a lot of time and sometimes some talent. So good stuff. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Ned Flynn, ladies and gentlemen, Arion. We're going to step aside, find out what happened today on Wall Street, and then after that, we're going to have a conversation with Laura Kennard about networking here in the greater Des Moines metro. All that's coming up yet today on the Business News Hour.
Took the midnight train going.